This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Good afternoon, Mr. Paul Nisi.
Hey, Sanbonani. It's a good, great pleasure to be on MUT Radio. Jabulela kakhulu. Niyaphila, Sheng.
Siyaphila kakhulu baba Nisi uMvula ngiyacabanga sekuzona
hey ngathi low nje hey low anguzwa kahle
senginjani manje
yeah so yazwakala yabo
hayi kubonga mina anguzwa kahle mina ngapi I don't know where to start because bio yakho is too long but at the same time very interesting because I don't know, should I start with the radio or TV or the music? But hence today we are particularly going to speak more about your music. But I just want to have like a brief, short conversation about your career, how it started back in the days where
in 1996,
in one of the community radio station, Soweto, Voice of Soweto, back in
correct.
The days. Yeah, but the interesting thing for me is, I want to know is, how the love of radio, where it started. Because I'm thinking, I'm young, né? So I'm thinking back then, there were people who were interested in radio, and it was during post-apartheid that time, and there's so many things that were happening. And for you from another township to go to another township, and how did that thing work out for you? So please tell us more about who is Paul Mnisi and how the love of radio, where it started.
Yeah. The love of radio started from listening to radio initially, or Kansas City, Ganjalo, back in the days. I used to listen to a lot of Radio Box, which was a Botswana-based radio station then. I mean, back then, there was just, so many hosts there who just really delivered good radio, as in a product, you know, Bob Mabena, the late, you know, Badlule Lapo, or Zandile Nzalo, Baninje, or Notemba Madumo. So, where I lived, we couldn't catch it during the day, so, because it was an AM frequency, so in the evenings, then I would sit in my room, huddled next to the radio, and either be listening to Babu Treasure, Shabalala, and just absorbing. And there came a point where I felt, I think this is something I can do because I just fell in love with the radio, you know? Or Teach Matez, you know, they were doing their thing as well. And so I took a step to say, okay, how do I get closer to this goal? And then, of course, I studied journalism. I studied media studies. And while I was studying, I think I was fortunate enough to land that job at the Voice of Soweto. I'm audition. I saw it.
Wow.
I'm glad, Minnesota. And I decided, no, I'm going to go and audition. I auditioned. I totally called back, came back. Wasuye afika kumbuzo ukuthi kahle kahle wena uhlalaphi mina ngiphume kahle home on the East Rand ngithi ngiphume kahle home mina bathi kodwa insizwa abantu esibafunayo abantu base Soweto but I guess my audition was so impressive that they really just gave me that benefit of a doubt. At the Voice of Soweto. That was in 1996. So there were two stations primarily, which are community radio based in Soweto. But we Voice of Soweto, Itina, Soweto Community Radio. So there was that competition, as well.
Wow. So to fast forward, and then after that, you went on TV. As well.
Say again?
Yes, Usang Tol.
Yes.
Ngithi mina, what an interesting story, where how it started then, and also you made your way now up until now from there to YFM, Power FM, and then now you've landed yourself Go Radio 2000 as a drive host, one of the most respected space in the radio space. Whenever you know talking about someone who's doing drive, you know that you are talking to someone who has skills and knowledgeable, and he knows what is they doing. Yeah. So I want to find out, Uguti, at that time, Ugubagwe Reto, did it influence the music in you to become a DJ, or was it something very big on Uguti? I'm a DJ.
Well, I mean, naturally so. Once you're within the radio station, those elements sort of come about. In the bio about DJ, I didn't think about it initially. I wanted to just get onto the radio, be present. But there are many other elements, you know, within radio that I gravitated towards. One, of course, was playing the music, you know, for the people. Ube DJ instinctively, and then I fell in love with production as well. Where I set up a studio, and then I started recording, and hence the offerings of Azanian Pulse Ganjalo. Because again, as you know, my music taste is quite eclectic, if you will. So I was initially broadcasting to young people. So going into studio, into production, I needed ukuthi ngihehele entsha engikhuluma nayo, kodwa ngihehele emculweni which is authentically African. And hence why, you know, I remixed some of the songs, so Busimhlongo, Kangangengane, Ozimngawane kanjalo, just, you know, to give it a feel where young people can be interested and dig in deeper and get to know these amazing musicians as corner who don't really do what we would call commercial music. And I think that helped a great deal because, you know, when people hear something, then they want to know more. With hey, Umambu Simhlongo, Ubani, Wenzani. And, you know, they start their own journey sort of musically. So for me, that was just to open up and say, hey, we've got more, you know, than we think we have in as far as our musical range or our artists in this country. Let's explore, you know, oh, Baba, Abafana Njengo Philip Dabane, no Madito Bejane, who I worked with quite a lot. He's a drummer, of course, from the group Malombo. Mm-hmm. And then we traveled, you know, with him overseas. I would play Ashali Gupungap, giving you that authentic, you know, like African sound.
Mm. Wow. Speaking of Ubabu Utobejane, Umabi, I've once met him. I think they were doing in 1959 with Umadala. I was there also working because I also do sound. So especially here in KZN, I do work with Ubab Madala and I get to meet Ubab Mapi in few occasions. And one of the things that I learned from him, he was a very creative. And when you posted on social media your photo with him on the plane, I took that and I posted it on my WhatsApp. And my friend said, hey, Ntokozo, hey, labantu bakho uyabathanda abadala. What's happening? I'm like, do you know this duo that's there on that post? They open up for a people like Black Motion because you as a DJ, I think you are the first one in that era who play with the percussionist. And people don't know exactly, Uguti, you guys paved the way and you yourself have toured across the globe playing South African music and start introducing everyone to our own origin, including our reggae music as well. Yes. So ngifuna ukuya ekuthenini, because abanye bakwazi ngo Root Boy Paul.
Yes.
Abanye bakwazi njengami mina ngikwazi ngo Paul Mnisi, umnisi wemvula. So how does these names complement each other, or would you say it's the same name? Either you call me Root Boy Paul or Paul Mnisi, or hey, Root Boy Paul doesn't exist anymore. Yes, you found people saying that.
But when I share, it's about reinventing myself. Ngaqala asithe why a commercial radio station at YFM as Root Boy Paul. And then, you know, as one evolves, you know, we are cool and a corner. I landed up at Power FM, as you correctly put it, where then I was called Paul Mnisi. The long and short of it. And the opportunity presented itself at Radio 2000.
Wow.
Again, I needed to reinvent myself again, because the Radio 2000 platform, I had to tick that box, because in every radio element that I've been engaged in national radio, in Nagazangiens, so women's commercial, women's community, women's online, national platform, and then off I went to Radio 2000, and I decided again, I need to reinvent myself, reintroduce myself. Yafika leyo nto yokuthi icon umnisi mose umnisi wemvula wena ngena lapha nje uvethe uyinise uyinisele izwe lonke.
Wow. Yes. Speaking of that, because this morning, because the way I was nervous, yabo. I don't want to lie, because you are one of our legends.
Thank you.
And so I went to look for that interview. I think I've watched that interview 10 times now. Not only this week, but even before then, before I wanted to interview you, with David Mashabela.
Yeah.
You said it on the show as well. When he interviewed you, you said it's the first time you're doing the national radio. And I wondered myself, is there any difference? Like, what would you say to someone who's doing online? Because right now we are in online, but we are still working hard to go to the FM space as well.
So your question is, what would I say? Yeah.
What would you say to someone or who's starting his career with radio njengamanje, as myself, we online radio or to commercial, to community radio stations? Because
Ndokozo, I feel as I'm talking to you, which you're quite passionate about umsakazo, and there are many, you know, out there. One, there are a lot of sacrifices that you have to, take into regard. You're doing your research. It's time consuming, because abantu bayitshela ukuthi nje, 3 hours, bayangena bayaphuma laba sebasebenzile kanjalo. The back end of it all is research. Mm. Find inishi yakho nawe and something that resonates with you. Mm. Oyithandayo ozwayo ukuthi enhlizweni ngaphakathi. This is my line. And stick to that. And never forget about that end goal. Ngoba ulapho nje nawe ndokozo say MUT radio. But your end goal, if you will, visually, you want to end up on a commercial, possibly a national platform.
Yes.
So it's very important that you assert yourself, like you assert yourself in your studies. you know, umufunda, because this now is a journey, and your journey, I think, has begun already. So step by step, ungajahi, ungasheshe, ungene kwi fast lane, kanti kusamele ubambe umiddle lane, yabo. Ubheke nje ukuthi kwenzakalani around you. Again, you are absorbing, you know, other people, you know, on other radio stations, and just finding out and knowing about, you know, the industry. And once opportunity sort of opens, you know you are well prepared. Awuthathwa nje ngoba kuthiwa, ay, akesimzame. Uthathwa ngokuthi icon.
Yeah. I just want to play, because I played this song earlier, the original song, Ukangangengan. But now, yes, for abalaleli to hear your work, Uguti, how do you remix these songs? I just want to play that remix, Ukangangengan, Azanian Pulse, you know, one of your albums. And then we're going to come back and continue with the conversation after the song.
Not a problem. Not a problem.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Wow, but Paul, I don't know what to say. You know, I've been playing this song and I can like literally, I was listening to each and every instrument that you've added here. But there's one thing that's always stood out for me, like the drums, the percussion.
The drums.
Did you work with Ubab Mapi on this one as well?
Ubab Mapi came into the studio and he laid the drums in the most beautiful way. And you know, that was the start of the relationship, because this was the, it comes off that first offering. It was a start of that relationship, because Go Mambusi, we just got parts, you know, for this vocal parts, and then I guess I also have a studio, but everything, Mina, I like it live. So when I thought of the drums, you know, the guitars, you know, alive as well.
Wow.
I co-worked with a producer called Ujera, One Eyed Monkey. He's also quite a maestro. So we were able to just put in all the elements. We remix as oyenzo uti ibe authentic. There's not challenge behind the, you know, softwares and you know, computers. This is kind of into. Mina ngifuna into nje kube yona, yabo.
Yes. I'm laughing because I once heard one of your colleagues the new colleagues that you guys have now, according to 2000, or DJ Cleo, was commenting on Uguti, how he started to learn the production Uguti. He plays everything because what he learned with Cubase. So any student who started with Cubase, not Fruit, you know, with those, like they play. They have to, you have to play everything in order for you Uguti be called into existence.
Cleo is a special one because njengoba asho ukuthi he plays every instrument, drum, bass. Bengisakhuluma naye nje this past week iphindot ngikubona lapha e-studio, so uphethe nenkosithini ukuthi angezama nje naye, ngifuna ukuthi at least ngiyithole. So you see, you have to expand like that. Logo kuyakusiza ukuthi into mhlambe ovuka ngayo isekhanda, you can then go and execute. Awusameli manje ngizofonela abantu ukuthi azame ukuthi angidlalele lama keys kanjani, you know. So you know it's beautiful, you know, for Cleo. Nami nje ngiyazamazama lapho engizamazama khona, kodwa ke yeah. abo Cleo bona, I know, you know, they took it up in the most fantastic way.
Wow, siyabonga. By the way, we have a caller here, someone who saw the poster and just texted me same time, what, how, unomnisi wemvula, and I was like, I'm gonna put you on the caller with him. Malum Savele.
Hey,
Ninjan.
Hi, Saphila.
Ah, Saphila. I'm with Paul Nisi. He's listening to you. Paul meets Uncle Savelo, one of our I always respect Umalum Savelo because he's a sound engineer. And a seasoned one. He told me a good stories of Uguti. There were occasions where Nasebenza, but even though he never like got to interact with you, but you guys once shared the same space, and he has something to say to you.
Wow, that's beautiful. Baba, Sabelo, niyaphila nkosi yami.
Oh, kwadla.
Uyena ke lo mafumba fabe lo mthamo nyembezi into thona
zimfana. Oh, miswe mbuyo.
Baba.
Hawu, isendelinye ungoza nayo lo Sabelo kwaMthembu, uvela swavela enyandini.
Ah.
Uthina labe sinisa emvulo, uzamtshela.
Aw vela siyabonga nkosi yami.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu gwadla baf. Yabo umsebenzi eniyenzayo mfethu nino gambu, and you guys have been like holding it down. It's like way back. I think you can recall uKhensem Phahla. I'm the only protege eka Khensem Phahla.
Wow.
Hayi bo uBrakense. Eh, so washona uBrakense. Oh, ngiyamkhumbula. I used to call him the gentleman.
Yeah.
What a man. What a man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, okay. the other day, man, Nisi. Hey,
yeah.
Wake wakhuluma ngaye while I was driving. I was like, oh man, you just took me back, man. You really, really took me back, because I was about to get married and he was supposed to be one of the speakers on my wedding. And then he decided to go, and the Upra Ringo called me. Was saying, hey, Malume, daughter, get better. Finally, I was a goal because man, I'm here in Devon. But finally, I was one of the speakers. Sinabo Junior, Webum Shaka, Nene, I out in Ayo as mentor Rishile to open our own businesses as well. UKG was a Pretoria. It was very difficult. I was shitting on my pants, but you guys have been like, doing a lot of shows and a lot of projects as well, because Tina, those people who are always on the background, no one has ever like recognized us, sadly, only when there's some problems.
Yeah. Then we are funera so tetis on your, hey, come and fix this.
Gunjalo, Mr. Paul Ibnise, and yeah, I think you've said it before, which when you turn this into Zalo Live, of which you are also opening doors for other people to ukuthi bakwazi ukusebenza, you know, to work on the project and the project expand like that. So I want to thank you so much. Mr. Sabele, is there anything that you just want to say, Yuklin?
Ngifuna nje ukwazi nje ukugwadla nje ukuthi ngoba eseshintshile nje manje isikhathi lesakhe esilapha ku Radio 2000 yini afisa ukuthi ayinike abalaleli ku radio, and for those up and coming guys who really want to go in the industry as a veteran who's been around since way back to YFM era, yini angakhona ukuthi abahambise yona ngoba esekule slothi sakhe lesesisha sase afternoon.
Ngathanda nje ukuthi ngibahablise abantu izinto ezi-authentic, eziyithina njengesizwe esimnyama, isizwe simdabu, somdabu. From YFM days, poetry ayihlali khona. South African music, I always like, you know, to push that. Ngiyabona manje nalaba abasha abangenayo, things are really just so watered down in as far as the content is concerned. Let's not rely on our phones nakula ma social media for e content. Abantu bakhona out there, phenomenal people, you know, who are artists, who are writers, who are painters,
yeah,
who are different.
Yeah.
Bring these people afloat to platforms and talk to them. Asingalo esichitha isikhathi ngeento eyitrenda kuma social media. Isiphumile into ku social media. What more can you talk about it? Go and unearth authentic stories that are out there, and that will be the saving grace. Yom Sagas.
No. You couldn't say much better and clearer. Babu Paul, because I really believe that to share any knowledge and my skills, especially to the upcoming youths. You know, that's why I went to Sarah. I'm that product that Freddy Nyatela, who always believe we black excellency and those under privileged kids, especially about Daki. Abazama, that they want to get into space, but they don't have indlela yokuthi abanayo imali yokuthi baye to those fancy institutions. But the good thing though, in this day and age, because you know, we're from that era, you know, with no NSFAS and TEFSA and whatever you, but at least now we're here with our hustling and everything, and you guys, you are here as well. You really proved, they would say, hey, nothing is impossible as long as if you put your mind into it. Sibonga kakhulu mnisi wemvula uJehova nje nongoza bonke nonqaka amatshe bebe nawe nje mfowethu.
Inkosi yami Sabelo, ngibonge kakhulu mntaka baba. Sihlangane ey'ntweni ke mina nawe yazi.
No doubt.
Sibonga kakhulu Malume Sabelo.
Sho ke baba.
Football, as you guys are talking, and ngiyavuka into eyiningi kumina ukuthi
nami man usabele uvusa into eyiningi. I mean, ukhuluma ngo Brackens, who was just like this technical guy, bengimbiza like you know, the gentle giant. Nathi nje sifunde mkhulu kuye, seyalala insizwa. Kodwa-ke ngiyajabula ukuthi abosabelo who worked side by side nabo Brackens kanjalo, basaphusha. Besihlangana kakhulu leyovile, khona indawo bathi Times Square, bekhona ama-office nani nje. So sonke noBraringo Madlingozi besikhona lapho sibonisana, yabo, just trying to pave the way forward.
We live in a small world, because yazi, I don't know how, but I'll assume it's luck for me, or maybe hlaphi indlela engiyipositiona ngayo, ngoba I'm always surrounded by that era angizothi yenu ebisegule, and I've never been to Joburg, by the way. I think when I went to Joburg, I went for music, so it would be like from the hotel to the venue and then go back. Kibele ubuyize ekhaya. So whenever I'm around them, they always share these stories. And I was like, when I was given an opportunity to do the, my show, because I'm not a broadcaster, Pela. I'm also part of the behind the scenes personnel's in my office. So I was like, I want to take Joe back stories bring it to my show, because I want to close that thing, Uguti.
That gap,
because we still believe, Uguti, we need to go to Joburg. But I'm like, okay, it's fine. I've never seen someone rich coming back from Joburg, if I may put it that way. But there's knowledge that we could grasp from people who were there before us. Abanjengo, Madum Sabelo, Abantabanjengawe. I think this space, Esixo, Nanjenga Manje, with Timeless Music, it's where we will have these shows, you know. I'm not saying because of my son Kompa, but that's where we're gonna engage more with this conversation, because your podcast is one of the best podcasts I've ever watched. You know, I always look out for new content that's coming out on that one, because the topics that you tackle on the daily basis are so unique. Because right now we're no longer like going to watch TV. We're no longer watching TV too much.
Of course.
You know, it's either we're listening to radio. Radio, it's coming back like nobody's business. Like we listen to radio most of the time, or we're streaming things. And which also gave me another thing in my head. It was like, when was the last time I went to the museum? When was the last time I went to the arts gallery? Okay, arts gallery, I'll pass by, because there will be maybe a Sundowner concert that's happening, and then I'll go. And then, but like your guys' era, it's something that you lived on, you know.
Yeah.
You believe in those. And the question that I'm coming with is, do you see podcast as one of our own galleries, if I may put it that way,
a museum. Yeah, I think it's important, because Mina, what I usually say to people, back when I'm talking about, hey, you got a poll, for the time numbers, gule podcast yako, giti, Mina, I'm sticking to this content. You know, we can't all be, you know, all make chiganjan. And I always tell people, Mina, what I'm doing here, on that platform in particular, I'm documenting, you see. This content that I put on there will forever live, and generations will be able to feed on it. So there has to be someone, who's able to take a short left, anibonise ezinye izinto mhlambe eningayicabanganga in a different way. And that's what House of Sankofa attempts to do. I do, you know, the authentic music. As you say, I go into art studios, Zama artists, ngihlale nabo phansi, sike sixoxisane. I uploaded, I think this week, Sabelo Mthembu, beautiful artist. In fact, Jegmelum Cheke, now he's got an album called Songs of Brotherhood. Wasidlalela nengoma lapho, ngumfowethu, touching song. So things like that, you know, where people are not really seen or heard. So in my own little corner of the world, I like to highlight, you know, those gems, you know, that we don't see on the surface, and say, bafethu, nayi into kanje. Awuzamela ekhonto ejulile ozoyibona mhlawumbe, uyabo?
I know it's Julie, because I remember when I was taking, because I was studying sound engineering. So one of my lectures, it happened with Oprah and Lenan. So yes. So coming from a classical background, because I was singing opera, I was playing violins, I was too much involved. Consumed by classic and so forth, with staff notation and the technicalities that comes with. But to adjust from classic to jazz, it was a big transition for me, and I couldn't understand it. Hence, that one day, I think I was doing Tech 5 by Dave Brubeck. Mr. Unkhlule, and as a solo piano, so you play all these parts alone. And I'm like to Mr. Inanna, please tell me, what is jazz? Because I'm really struggling to find a voice, to find my voice in this particular jazz thing. Because mina bengitshela ukuthi nje ngizofunda ngeproduction yabo kudlule, but now you enforcing jazz into us in a good way, not in a bad way, because we're also doing history, of which history, because we are learning more about our South African musicians. We were learning more about apartheid, post-apartheid, and the music that was used then as a voice of South Africa, you know, to share what's happening within the continent. And I still believe we still relate to those songs that were done then, because I would see people dancing to Umamprenda Fassi, 10 kilometers barefooted in the bush. And if there's someone next to you, maybe of color, believe me, he will ask you, why are you dancing? Because this is a sad song. But the message was conveyed in a different way, in a different manner that will touch everyone. Hence, that's why I was chuffed when I heard these remix songs of yours. I was like, you are speaking to me as a youth now, because all I'm thinking of it's up tempo. But having this, it also I relate, because I listen as much as I can dance, but you need to listen at the end of the day. So indeed, the question I'll have for you, it's the same one. I'll tell you later what he said to me. What he said when he said, what is jazz? When I asked him, what is jazz? But I want to take that same question and ask you, because this month it's Freedom Month, and also we are celebrating International Jazz Month this month. Yeah. So to you, what does it mean, the word jazz, or what is jazz in your own concept?
Jazz to me is a feeling. It's an expression. In most cases, uzozo abakhuluma jazz, but it's an improvisational genre. Now, improvisation relates to feeling, right? Umculo nomculo unama gap in between. It's almost like just taking a dive into the deep end of the pool, because makuthiwa improvise, ngena ngefeeling. Uyangena kulawo magap lawo ngefeeling, and you express through an instrument what is inside of you. For me, jazz is that. It's a very spiritual music form. And those who know, they will tell you, Wuti, jazz didn't originate in America. Jazz is African.
Yes. I don't want us to sound like politicians, but there's a clip that came into my mind when he said, hey, the person who named jazz, it's a so-and-so, because they didn't know how to interpret what we were doing. Then they give it this name, jazz.
Exactly. Yeah. Because Tina Stuleka Kule, this is a sinyama. We are deeply spiritual. So we are born abezizwe, they can't articulate lauma expressions way to, and that spirituality that we have, because Tina, we resonate higher. Papa Persia Fayas, Papa Nenyon.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hey, Bengisathanda Mhlana, kodwa manje isikhathi siyangishaya. So, where one could find you on your socials?
Yes, I'm at Mnisi, _ Wemvula, Twitter loyo, Instagram, Facebook, you know, Mnisi Wemvula. And then, of course, kube khona the YouTube channel as well, which is House of Sankofa.
Oh, siyabonga kakhulu. By the way, people should look out because the trio of Radio 2000, DJ Smooth, DJ Cleo, and yourself are going on a tour. Perhaps are you guys coming down to Durban, or should I organize something for you? But here at MUT, though.
Sisayihlela sihlanganisa amakhanda kodwa into vele okufanele ukuthi iyenzeke na kanjani indokozo yonke into imisihlangene sizonthinta nani ngalapho emangosuthu sintshele ukuthi emadoda sikhona asihlanganiseni sifike sizojabula bafowethu kube mnandi.
Asibonga kakhulu. So ingoma engizokhipha ngayo, I'll play one of the reggae song uBabula Kidube just to say thank you, because it wasn't like 2 weeks ago. Yeah, 2 weeks ago, or last week, where you did a concert for reggae music, and I was touched by that because it's one of those music that we have, but they don't get time to be observed or played enough. You know? Yeah, but thank you so much for taking that initiative and promoting that music as well.
Yeah. No, ndokozo ngibonga kakhulu. Niqhubeni madoda. I love your enthusiasm, you know, about radio, the music. Uyibambe kanjalo Nhlizwa. So hlangana kuma airways.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.